USA Radio News.
She was known as the Silver Fox, the family enforcer, and the wife of one president and the mother of another. We're seeing lots of well wishes and prayers come in for Barbara Bush, who passed away yesterday at the age of 92 with her husband at her side. The Reverend Franklin Graham shares his thoughts and perspective and also what he hopes for the family right now.
And my prayer is that God will just surround that family and put his loving arms around them, and that will bring the comfort to that family that only he can do.
President Donald Trump confirmed today that CIA Chief Mike Pompeo secretly met with Kim Jong-un in North Korea and said a good relationship was formed heading into the summit this summer. It will be the first ever summit between the United States and North Korea during the more than six decades of hostility since the Korean War. For all of these stories and many more, please check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
More than 8,000 U.S. Starbucks plan to close several hours next month to conduct racial bias training for the nearly 175,000 workers at each of those stores. Kevin Johnson is the CEO of Starbucks. He explains what he's going to do to help his employees to understand procedure.
The call to the police and what unfolded was wrong. And so my responsibility is to look at every aspect of it. Certainly the store manager and the decisions made, the policy and the guidelines that the store had and the training provided, and ensure this doesn't happen again.
The investigation into a deadly engine failure on a Southwest jet is focusing on whether wear and tear caused a fan blade to snap off, triggering a catastrophic chain of events. We're hearing this engine was checked over a few days before this accident. Robert Mark is a pilot. He explains what that means, if anything.
Well, I think it tells you that you can only inspect visually so much.
And you are listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
As thoughts and prayers come in as we remember the life and legacy of Barbara Bush, one speech sticks out in many people's mind. It was back in 1990. She was at Wellesley College. Take a listen to that speech and her advice to everyone.
Decisions are not irrevocable. Choices do come back. And as you set off from Wellesley, I hope that many of you will consider making three very special choices. The first is to believe in something larger than yourself, to get involved in some of the big ideas of our time. And early on, I made another choice, which I hope you'll make as well. Whether you're talking about education, career, or service, you're talking about life, and life really must have joy. The third choice that must not be missed is to cherish your human connections, your relationships with family and friends.
That speech was carried on ABC, NBC, and CBS, which at the time was unprecedented. Forget the Golden State. California maybe should be called the Smoggy State. Eight of the USA's 10 most polluted cities in terms of ozone pollution are in California. That's according to the American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report that was released earlier today. The Los Angeles-Long Beach area took the dubious distinction as being the nation's most ozone-polluted city in the nation. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey there, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. You know, spring would really be great if spring showed up. I don't want to sound like Office Space, but that would really be great if it did. Currently, we got 47 degrees out there, mostly sunny. Tonight, a little bit of rain. No snow, just a little bit of rain. It's not so bad. Thursday, a little bit more rain before 8 o'clock in the morning. So bring an umbrella if you are commuting. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low around 35. Blech. Friday, mostly sunny, just about 52 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear around 34. And then the weekend, sunny near 54. I'll take that. And Saturday night, 35. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 59. That's not too shabby, folks. Yep, it's coming. It's coming. Hang in there.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey there, Hunterdon County, Clinton, New Jersey, and the rest of the state of New Jersey today, too. This is Max Living. I am going to forego my usual musical introduction because Facebook muted me last week because of that. So we're working on that part and everything, but I can hum a few bars of some things if you'd like. You're going to want to bring that down a little bit. There you go. About 2 inches in front. My name is Mark LaRose, and I am the center manager for the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are coming to Clinton this summer. We're going to be at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, 1802 Route 31 in Clinton. Any questions? You can give us a call, 908-627-7020. And we are also going to be at the Clinton Township Community Day on April 28th. We're going to have a table there. It's going to be me. It's going to be Ron and Lauren and Megan. We're going to be there from 2 o'clock on. You're going to want to come by and say hello to us, okay? So that's for the Max Challenge. But I am going to jump in here real quick, and I have two very special guests. And before I even get started, hello, Angela, Max over in Bridgewater. You guys are going to give a shout-out. Go ahead.
Hi, Angela.
Hey.
And who else is Ron's watching? Lauren's watching. Hey, Kathy. Lisa's watching. Really appreciate it. So listen up here, guys. We got a very special show today. Very special. Today, I am here with Dinesh and Amanda Ramchandani. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. And they are also Max Challenge owners. They have a few centers, but every year, the Max Challenge hosts a day of giving, the Max Day of Giving, and that's coming up soon. So we're going to be doing a kind of a dual purpose here. We are going to talk about a little bit about the Max Challenge, but we're also going to talk about the charity that Amanda and Dinesh are sponsoring, okay, which is New Jersey Sharing Network. Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Great. Good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
About 2 inches in front. There you go. Good, guys. I want to be able to hear you, too. So I really appreciate you guys coming up here. I really do. I'm going to give you a clap it up real fast, too. We have quite a few people are watching. Angela's saying, hey, guys, how you doing?
So love our people.
Let me just exit out of this, too, so I can see where we are at. Good. We got about 5 minutes before the first hard break. And guys, it's so great to have you here. I want to talk about so many things, but the first thing we want to talk about before we even go anywhere else is going to be this charity, okay? And then we'll talk a little bit about the Max. So they are sponsoring the New Jersey Sharing Network. And Amanda, why don't you tell us and everybody watching and listening about this in a brief statement, what it's all about. Tell us.
New Jersey Sharing Network's sole purpose is to raise education about organ and tissue donations to save lives. They work directly with New Jersey hospitals and families and patients to educate people about why organ and tissue donation is so important. But they even take it a step further in helping to test organs and tissues for proper viability, for finding the right donors. They work directly with the families to provide before and after family services. And right now they're supporting the close to 5,000 families in New Jersey alone that are still waiting for their lifeline.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So we talked about this beforehand, and so we're going to do something just a little bit different today, folks. If you're watching right now live, okay, we would like you to commit and comment on the Facebook broadcast with how much you're going to be able to contribute to New Jersey Sharing Network, okay? If you comment on here that you're donating whatever amount, any amount is great, we're going to give you a shout-out on the air and say thank you. But it's not even just about that. It's about raising money for this amazing charity that helps thousands and thousands. And Dinesh and Amanda have a very personal story with this charity and with the organ transplants that they're going to share in a little while. And you're not going to want to miss this story. We met beforehand, and I heard about it. And it's an amazing story of courage, bravery, and love, and you're going to want to listen to this. Again, if you're not able to watch live, we are going to be posting this link later on, and you can watch it again then too. Really, really quick here, I'm just going to tell us a little bit about you guys real quick, like your background. Before you were Max Challenge owners, what did each of you do?
Pre-Max. Oh, man. Pre-Max. Was there even a life pre-Max? I don't remember that. we actually were both retail babies. We worked in retail, climbed our way up through management. That's how we met. I hated him when I first met him.
Right.
And then he showed me his big heart, which he usually does, you know, after a little while to people. But we met through retail, you know, all different companies and it was a great, you know, great time. You get to meet a lot of people and all that good stuff. You learn a lot of, you know, things about life when you're in retail and people. But, you know, we eventually switched over to joining with the Max and, and opening franchises and all that good stuff. And now our days are spent with our three children.
Okay.
drinking lots of wine.
Max compliant
wine. To get through those
days. Max compliant.
But yeah, you know, that's what our lives are now. We have three beautiful, beautiful children and just, you know, juggling all that comes along with owning a business and being parents and
businesses. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a lot. We're going to talk about that in a minute too.
Sure.
So, we got about 1 minute left before hard break. I liked you the first time I met you, Dinesh. I just got to tell you that, okay?
Thank you.
I know what Amanda's saying. Ron's watching, Lauren's watching, Lisa's watching. Angela's still there giving us shout outs too. So again, hey, if you're listening and watching on Facebook, please give us some thumbs up, some hearts on here so we know you're there, because I can see that on the phone. Again, we want you to contribute. So if you're watching now, you're listening now on the radio, whatever, if you're watching on Facebook Live, please comment in here that you can donate. Put an amount. You don't have to put an amount if you want, but we are trying to raise money for this charity. Dinesh and Amanda are trying to raise money for this charity. We're trying to help out. We're getting a whole bunch of hearts flying out here now like that too, so that's good. Okay.
Oh, thank
you. Ron, I don't know if it's Ron or Lauren commenting as the Max of Clinton, but they said they liked you also. Okay. So we have a couple of commercials we're going to have to take, and then when we get back, we're going to talk about your careers, how you got into this.
Great.
And then at the end, Amanda's going to share this beautiful story and how you got involved with this charity. So please, please, please do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I'm Mark LaRose, your host, center manager. I am here with Dinesh and Amanda. And if you're just tuning in, we're going to be talking about the charity that they are supporting with the Max Day of Giving. Angela out in Bridgewater, I think your phone is broken because all these hearts just keep coming up. I think
it.
The key is stuck. No, we're just busting. That's awesome. And then, of course, Dinesh and Amanda are also broadcasting live on their phone to their page. This is not just to talk about Max Challenge. It's not just to talk about them. This is a fundraiser. Who's donated so far? You said some people have donated?
My sister, Angela, mm-hmm. and her family are donating on behalf of our angel that we'll talk about later. And Lauren and Ron said that they're going to be donating for us.
There we go.
Yep, so we have some good people coming through already.
Excellent. That's fantastic. All
That's
right,
what
cool.
it's all about.
So if you're watching on Facebook, either on their page or on our page, if you can donate, please comment. Let us know that you're donating, and we're going to post a link in the body of this broadcast. Ron's going to edit it, and this way you can go right to the link and donate to Team Karma. Okay.
Brian, so, we are live. Come to my page.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about you guys for a little bit first. What prompted you to open your first Max? I know you have a couple of them now, but what made you jump into owning a Max Challenge?
Well, I've struggled with my weight my entire life, my entire adult life, and I worked retail. And the last position I held in retail was at Best Buy. And one of my friends, who is currently with Max and at the corporate office, Frank Bailey, worked for Geek Squad. Oh, and yeah. I remember we were in a Black Friday advertisement or magazine together, and we were both just big.
Nice.
So we always had like these weight competitions and stuff, and our idea of losing weight was to run around on the floor and go eat pizza and then go run around the floor and eat some more pizza.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, you know, before the Max, I guess was the Max, Frank was looking great. So I asked him, you know, what are you doing? And I honestly had to bug him in order to take my money to join the Max Challenge. And at that point, it wasn't even a franchise, but what really made us you know, get involved in it was I went through my first 10 weeks and I did lose 23 pounds, but forget the weight loss part of it. Amanda was like, I don't know what the heck you're doing, but I love you more because you're more positive. And I was just like, okay, it's time to buy a franchise.
So there you go.
That's kind of how it all went down. But, you know, I used to come home with these pamphlets for nutrition, and she is a nutrition guru.
Okay.
So she's like, all right, what are they going to make you buy? What's all this junk?
I doubted it at first.
She wasn't sure. But when she saw that it was eating real food and eating clean, she was like, this is amazing. So Amanda got involved, and she went through her 10 weeks. And way before she was done with her 10 weeks, we signed the franchise agreement. And here we are 5 years later this May.
Look at that. Congratulations.
Thank you. There was nothing else like it out there at that time, especially. So, you know, we knew that the world kind of needed the guidance and that shift to happen. So we saw that the Max Challenge was really going to be that tool for people. And if we were able to be a part of it and get in there with the ground running, you know, and share as much as we could, we kind of felt like an obligation, you know, to... humanity, you know, give people, you know, a tool to feel better. You know, after we had experienced it, it was like selfish to not have, to not be able to share it if we were able to.
I can understand that.
I remember Amanda's exact words when she, before she was going through it, she was like, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
And then when she went through the program and started feeling amazing, she's like, more than anything, we have to bring this program. Our first location was to South Brunswick.
Right.
Just so people can, you know, live better lives and feel better and actually, you know, feel good because they deserve to feel good. So that was our primary reason to get into this, is because we felt really good.
Sure.
And we wanted the local community to see, you know, what the Max was all about.
Yeah, South Brunswick. That's where I had my interview.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, when I spoke with Ron and Lauren on the phone, we were on the phone for over an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, okay, well, when we get together, we want you to take a class. I was like, okay.
Throw you right into the fire.
And so that's something. So what have you guys gained personally? What have you gained personally from doing this? I'm sure there's a satisfaction to it.
Yeah, you know, there's so much that's been gained from it. But, you know, first and foremost, I think just to see the amount of people that have come through the program who have just thanked us and said, you know, I'm off my medication. I feel better. I can run around with my kids. I can run around with my grandkids. I can walk up a flight of stairs. In itself is more rewarding than anything else. And to continue to see people just doing good in the world and being positive influences all around, because right now, this day and age, we need a lot of good.
Yeah.
It's just been, you know, so rewarding in itself. From a, more of a personal standpoint, you know, my previous life, holidays and weekends in retail don't exist. You are working every holiday, you're working every weekend. So, you know, now the flexibility to be able to stay home on a weekend or a holiday when I choose to be with my kids and family is absolutely amazing. I honestly think, we wholeheartedly believe, you know, Colin and Kieran, which is our 3.5-year-old and 2.5-year-old, were born specifically because I left retail and was no longer there. The flexibility to be able to, you know, go as I please and change some of these lives and help out and influence people to do good is just... been so rewarding.
I can imagine.
It's hard to put into words really what it does for you personally, but we have partners with 3 of the locations, and they're our very best friends, and we asked them, like, what would your answer to that question be? And I think it hit home, is that when it's hard work, you know, doing this is not an easy thing. There's a lot of time and energy that goes into running a business like this. Excuse me, but, you know, they said specifically that it makes it all worth it when someone comes to you and says, I did this because of you. I was able to walk up the stairs with my kids. I was able to run around in the playground.
Sure.
And, you know, all of the emails and phone calls and checking with people on early mornings and late nights and working the weekends and all that you have to do as an owner to put into this business, to have someone come to you and say, I did a push-up today, or, you know, I didn't have to take my medicine, or, you know, whatever it is, it just makes it all worthwhile, because at the end of the day, you're changing lives, and that's powerful.
You know, I've been in the industry a long time, and one of the things that I noticed when I first became involved with Max Challenge was the genuine compassion. I mean, we all want to succeed,
yeah.
Not just as business
exactly.
owners and managers, and you know, we want to succeed with real important things.
Yeah.
And that goes from the top on down, from Brian
yep.
on down.
Yeah.
And you're right, we're changing lives.
Yeah.
It's a huge responsibility, but it's a huge benefit too.
Yeah.
I get that. So, what's your four locations? Where are you at? I know you said that you have partners, so let's give them a shout out too. Where are you at?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have four locations. One is in South Brunswick. Our second one is in Hillsboro. The third one is in Bridgewater Warren, and then the fourth one is in Somerset. Mm-hmm. Our partners in crime, also our best friends, Kadir and Alyssa, are absolutely amazing. I remember back to the conversation after we opened South Brunswick. We went to dinner on a Friday night, and we were telling Alyssa and Kadir about what we wanted to do, and I think that same night on Friday, Alyssa's like, I'm in. She quit her job
the
that following
next
Monday.
Day.
Look at that.
Or the next day.
There you
she
go.
Went,
and
they're
then,
retail babies, too.
Yeah, okay.
So she went in as a store manager and said, I'm done.
Bye-bye.
Taking
yeah.
a leap of faith.
And she's never turned back, and you know they're simply amazing, and they've been part of the entire journey, and
cool.
It's been great.
Very cool. I got to give a shout out to Kane also. Kane is watching right now too. Good to see you on there, buddy. So, about how many members between all four centers are you helping?
Average, we are really proud to say that we have over 1,000 members between the four locations.
That's a lot
of
lives.
You know, many people have been through the program, and the great thing about it is, you know, the goal of the entire program is for you to become healthy and live a healthy yeah. lifestyle. And we want it to be with the Max Challenge, but if you start doing stuff on your own and you're living that healthy lifestyle because you've made it a lifestyle, great.
Mm-hmm.
Our doors are always open to you and ready for you when you come back. But it's just great to see so many people becoming healthier.
Excellent. Now, you had mentioned that Amanda had a nutritional guru background.
So I struggled with autoimmune disease. I had what I call a killer thyroid.
Okay.
And it took years for me to get diagnosed. It took years for me to get any form of treatment to regulate my thyroid.
Okay.
It was like pretty out of control by the time it got caught. So, you know, that whole being sick and tired of being sick and tired was my life, you know,
yeah.
and it took a lot for me to get to a point where I started to feel better. And it only happened when I took my health into my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the doctors just kind of regulate the medicine. Okay, well, we're going to upper your dose. We're going to lower your dose. You know, it just doesn't really, you still never feel good with it.
Yeah.
And I was tired of it. And I said, there's got to be more. And I was the McDonald's drive-thru mom, unfortunately. You know, my
uh-huh.
oldest is 15. So I was the McDonald's drive-thru. I was the pizza every Friday, mac and
mm-hmm.
cheese out of the box. Like, that was me. And I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. But, you know, trying to get myself into a better place, I did my own research and digging and educating and, you know, workshops and schools and whatever I could do to find out about how I could fuel myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it just led me down the path of nutrition. It's, you know, it just kind of made sense. It's like, wait a minute, what I'm putting into my body has to affect me.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
that's food is our fuel.
Sure.
Food is, you know, it does everything. So, you know, I just kind of, I got a spark of my passion was ignited with that just because of my own journey. So
yeah.
it's kind of been the years in the making of just constantly learning new things and how certain things affect us. And
mm-hmm.
I'm very much into each individual person has their individual needs and how do we figure out what works best for you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that fueled.
I'm just watching Angela hitting all the hearts again.
I love Angela. Angela is also a new. She's actually going to school now to get her degree in nutrition. And her passion is to start with kids, and she really wants
sure.
to take that education and that knowledge that she has, which is, you know, plentiful, and start to, you know, get in with the kids because
that's
really where it all starts. And she wants to help
awesome.
Change their lives. So we love
that's
her for
awesome.
That too.
Kudos. Kudos to her. Kudos to Angela. If I could hit heart buttons here, Angela, I'd hit a bunch
yes,
of heart buttons
for you. Yes, we'd send them all back to everybody
yeah.
watching. We're sending
yes,
you heart
thank
buttons.
You.
So one of the problems I run into with doing the show is that time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, it totally
okay.
does.
So I want to kind of shift a little bit towards the max day of giving. Can you just explain a little bit for people who may not know about it, why does Max Challenge do this day of giving?
Well, I think that was probably the biggest thing that attracted us to the Max to begin with, is that we knew that they had a heart. You know, Brian and everybody there, they kept it in their mission to help the community. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever good came to them, they wanted to be able to push it back out into the world. Mm-hmm. And it was a really powerful thing and something that we knew we needed to align with. Mm-hmm. It started out as just Brian hosting an event once a year in his Manalapan location.
Okay.
And raising thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars for whatever charity he felt a connection to.
Mm-hmm.
Once Max franchise started to grow, it became a Max Olympic. So he would organize an Olympic event where all the local Max locations would come mm-hmm. together and do a big family fun day of all different
cool.
events. And the premise was obviously to raise money for that particular charity. Well, Max grew, and mm-hmm. it became a little bit harder to get everybody together at the same time. So they initiated a day of giving mm-hmm. Nationwide for all Max locations. And it's every year. This year, it's April 21st. And it's basically a day where we are all devoted to raising money for something that is near and dear to us within our communities.
Nice.
And so this year, it's April 21st. And it's really great. You know, we always, always, always try to give back. If anybody comes to us and says, hey, we're doing a fundraiser for this, our answer is always yes. Because, you know, part of being in this position that we're blessed to be in means that we need to give back as much as we can,
sure.
you know. So we're always willing to do that, but it's really cool to have this one day to focus on. And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
It builds a community within our centers, you know, because then all of our members get together and now they're all pushing for the same common cause. And you know, then they're all coming together on this one day, and it's just so feel good. It's a feel good thing at the end of the day. So we're lucky for that.
Dinesh?
I just wanted to go back a little bit because, you know, the day of giving is obviously, I wanted to continue to talk about it, but I have to give props to, you know, our teams, and we'll call it our village, because our instructors, which we call life changers, really
nice.
Are the heart and soul of why the entire program works.
Mm-hmm.
Without our life changers, we're nothing.
Yeah.
And they are the ones with the members on a daily basis. They're the ones spreading our culture. They're the ones spreading the good out there. And I wanted to call out Beth, because Beth has been with us even before we had four walls to walk into.
There you go.
And she, you know, stuck with us through this crazy idea of what the heck we're going to do. And, you know, it's 5 years coming up very soon, and she's still with us. And, you know, we're very happy about that. But the Day of Giving is just an amazing day. This time around, it's going to be happening over in Somerset
mm-hmm.
at 2 JFK Boulevard. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
And that's this Saturday. What time?
This Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., we're going to have a workout. And then also
family friendly
workouts
great,
are all are
great.
Welcome. And then a nice little basket auction is going to be going on over there. And come on out.
Okay. Because time flies, I'm going to shift gears again. So, Amanda, mm-hmm. the charity is New Jersey Sharing Network.
Yep.
And you already explained a little bit about what they do with organ donations.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to just start to share the story with us, please. You have an amazing story here. If you're listening at home or at work or watching, please pay attention to this part, because this is an amazing story, please.
So, you know, organ donation is has always been a box that we've checked on the back of our driver's license renewal form. It never really was anything prominent to me, or anybody that I even really knew about. It was just kind of like, okay, yeah, I guess I'll check that. May as well. What I love about New Jersey Sharing Network is that they are proof of how powerful and necessary organ and tissue donation is. One person has the ability to save 8 lives via organ donation. One person also has the ability to impact, positively impact up to 50 lives with tissue, with their tissue donation. So when you hear those numbers, it really puts it into perspective. But when it hits close to home, you just are overwhelmed with this passion and need to make everybody really aware of how important it actually is. And unfortunately, it's hit very close to home for us. New Jersey Sharing Network came into our lives via the passion of our sister-in-law, Nehal. Years ago, she was diagnosed with a liver disease. And, you know, over the course of years and being with the, you know, the best medical team of Mount Sinai Hospital and, you know, going through so many different things to try to get herself better, it was determined that her liver was in failure. And in order to survive, she would need a transplant. So she was put on a transplant list. Unfortunately for her, it wasn't even a partial liver. Most people can survive with a partial liver donation and it'll regenerate. But for her, she needed a full liver transplant. So that kind of narrows it down even more. She was put on a list. There were a couple calls that she got where we all rushed to the hospital only to find out it wasn't a viable match for one reason or another. Finally, in September of 2011, we got the call saying that this for sure was it. They found a match. It was an older woman who had passed away. And, you know, the tragedy of that allowed for us to experience more years with our sister. She was able to, you know, go through the surgery, the full transplant. The surgeon came out and told our brother-in-law that her liver was hanging on by a thread at that point. If they hadn't gotten that call when they did, we would have lost her. So the fact that she was able to do that and, you know, she bounced back. We had so many more years. They traveled the world a little more, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They were able to get so many more experiences, and it was great. I mean, we had her back again. The one thing that didn't really quite bounce back so much was her immune system, you know. And you know, you go through a lot. You take a lot of hits, and unfortunately, you know, she was very sensitive to colds and viruses, and a simple cold for us would turn into full-blown bronchitis for her. So we knew, you know, she was a little tender in that way. But through it all, through all the years, at her very worst and at her, you know, best, you know, her best, she, every year she would organize her event for the NJ Sharing Network 5K that was always in June, the first weekend in June.
That's awesome.
No matter how she felt. She was a very private person. She didn't want to share her story with the world because she didn't want people to feel sorry for her. She didn't want people to be upset at her expense. She never wanted anybody to worry or be sad. She would yell at us if we cried. You know, why are you crying? Stop crying. She wanted everyone to be okay. And so she knew sharing her story might make people sad. She didn't want to do that. But the one thing that she always did was she would organize this event. She would rally her team, Team Karma. She would raise a lot of money. She would show up to that day and that 5K. She would walk at however much of it she could muster. She would cheer us on. She was there no matter how bad she felt. If she had to be in a wheelchair, she had to be in a wheelchair. If she had to sit on the sidelines, she had to sit on the sidelines. If she could walk, you know, a few steps, she would walk. Whatever it was, it was a very big passion for her because that was her way of using her personal journey to help change the world without really putting herself out there. So, you know, May of last year, she ended up getting sick. You know, we knew it was there. She had the coughing and all that, and it got to a point where it was a little bit too concerning. So my brother-in-law took her to the hospital, and immediately it just went from bad to critical. She ended up with pneumonia. She ended up with acute respiratory distress syndrome. And the doctors at that point told us that we were going to need to probably say our goodbyes because it was just her body was just rapidly declining from there. But they didn't know Nehal. And they didn't know how much of a fighter she was. And that when she knew what she wanted and she was determined, there was no stopping her. And I knew that we know that she just wasn't ready at that time. She didn't get to say her goodbye. She didn't get to experience that. So she wasn't ready. So she fought and she came back and she proved that miracles exist and that prayers work and that she is a blessing. And, you know, it was a rough, about 8-9 months, in the hospital. And anytime doctors would say, nope, here, this is her limitation, she would prove them wrong and she would push beyond it.
Amazing.
That was her. She had a feisty, fiery spirit, and it was evident all the way through that entire journey. She was able to come home from the hospital a few times, ended up back in the hospital a few times, and then finally in November, she was released, and they said, just, you know, go home, keep working on getting stronger.
Yeah.
At that point, she had developed kidney failure as well as liver failure again. Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, we just have to get you strong enough to get you back on that transplant list. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were working towards. And unfortunately, you know, she just, we couldn't get her there.
Yeah.
We couldn't get her there. And, January 9th of this year, we said our final goodbyes to her, and it was beautiful, and it was great that we were able to do that and be by her side, and it was great that we got more months with her because we got to spend the holidays with her at home, and she, you know, was very sick and very frail, but she was determined to get every single one of us, you know, Christmas presents, and she sat on her iPad, and she picked out presents for every single person in her family, and she, you know, that was what she wanted to do, and so we got a lot of great experiences, but you know, because of her passion with organ donation, because of her own personal journey, and because we know that if she were here today, she would fight like mad, you know, to raise enough money to help this organization continue to help save lives. We said, okay, we're going to do it for her, and we're going to do it bigger and better than we've ever done before, because we need to make her proud, and we need to, if there was anything we ever needed, she would do it. She was feisty. Yeah. She knew what she wanted. You know, she was that kind of girl. But at the end of the day, it didn't matter. Her family meant the world to her. And if anybody needed anything, she would be the first one to say, all right, I got you. So now we're just saying to her, all right, Neho, we got you.
Yeah.
You know, this is what you want to do. You want to save lives. We're going to make it happen for you. And that's really where our connection to the NJ Sharing Network came in. And, the Max Day of Giving, it was just, you know, the perfect opportunity for us to shout this out to as many people as could possibly hear us.
Absolutely.
And say, you know, help us. My uncle is, you know, he has kidney disease right now. And, you know, you don't realize how hard and tough it is on these people and their families to watch them suffer and to just hope and pray that a donor, a match will come through sooner before it's too late. And, you know, right now, because of Nahal and my uncle, this is just our passion and our drive. So, so, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to, talk about her and to keep her life positive and shine her in that positive light and, make the difference that I know she would want to be made. And, we're lucky. We're blessed to be in this position to be able to do that. So
it's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Really. She sounds, I mean, I'm sitting here listening to you, and the words that are popping into my head, besides brave and courageous, is selfless and loving. The epitome of paying it forward.
Yeah.
Even in her weakened condition.
Yep.
Thinking about other people. How do I help other people?
Yep.
And that's a rare thing. And we need more souls like that.
Absolutely.
In this world. I think it's amazing and wonderful that this business, that the company of Max Challenge itself has given you this avenue to reach out to people and actually affect change. Not affecting just change in their members' lives, because they're going to feel better, live longer.
Right.
But thousands of people that you'll never meet are going to be affected in such a positive way by her, her story, her giving, and then both of you also, too. I got about 30 seconds, and we're up against a hard break. But when we come back, you're listening, you're watching, please donate, put on here, and let us know what you're going to give, and we can shout out to you, please. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to give, and why this is happening and what the goals are, okay? Because you got to have goals, not just in your fitness and your health. Right. But we have a financial goal here. I am shameless in promoting things like that. So we want to raise $10,000 today. Okay, let's raise $10,000, all right? We're going to come back in just a few seconds. Do not go anywhere.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey everybody, Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I am here with Dinesh and Amanda. If you've been listening, great, you know the story. If you're just tuning in, this link is going to be posted afterwards. You can listen to us on Facebook or at Hunterdon Chamber Radio online and listen to it there too. So again, thank you for being here today. Thank you, Amanda, for sharing this story.
Thank you.
What's your goal to raise? How much money do you want to raise right now?
$10,000.
I love it. I love it. There we go. See?
At least
$10,000. Okay, this is possible. Just a quick shout out to my friend Kathy. Kathy, we're going to post the link right after this is over. It's going to be edited. Ron, the owner, Lauren, the owner of Max and Clinton, they are the driving force behind the Max of Clinton. They are going to be posting it. Yes, and thank you for allowing this venue.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's amazing how, you know, those little things in life can add up to such big things.
Yes.
You know, and interesting. And like you were talking about Frank, you know, shout out to Frank Bailey. You know, if you guys hadn't worked together, Frank owns multiple centers now. Yes. And he and Jen are changing lives everywhere.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Okay. So we want to raise about $10,000, okay, maybe even $15,000. Yeah. How about that, okay? So what I would say is if you're listening, you're watching, it's not just your personal donation. You've heard the story that Dinesh and Amanda have shared. Go to your boss, all right? Go to the owner of your company. Go to your CEO. Share the link with them. Let them know that New Jersey Sharing Network is in need. Listen, if we didn't need money, this would be the easiest thing. But
right.
The fact of the matter is, real life is that New Jersey Sharing Network needs money and funding to do what they do to help save lives.
Yep.
Not just like what we do is change lives and probably save lives too. They are in the nitty gritty of it all.
Absolutely.
So talk to us. what's happening this Saturday. I want address and times and what can people expect. It's going to be fun. And how do they contribute? Go ahead, talk about that.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing day. All of our life changers will be there. So the energy and excitement is going to be through the roof. It is this Saturday at 2 John F. Kennedy Boulevard in Somerset. If mm-hmm. you are using GPS, use Franklin Township or you'll go about an hour away. But what you can expect, it's going to be a workout that's going on in the morning around 9 o'clock. And then after that workout.
Family friendly, so bring the kids. The kids always love jumping into those workouts. They have such a good time.
Awesome. The more people, the better. And after that, we have a wonderful basket auction. There's some amazing prizes. Someone told me about an Apple Watch and a Coach bag and a bunch of amazing stuff that our local Maxers have donated, which is even more so amazing. Just come on out. You know, it'll be a great day. We want to raise $10,000, please.
Or more.
And, minimum.
You know, we already have a great start, and I think we're going to crush that goal.
That's amazing. So the address again is?
2 John F. Kennedy Boulevard, Somerset, New Jersey, 08873, GPS, Franklin Township.
Okay. Phone number. If somebody has questions, they want to call you guys, talk to you, where should they call?
You can call 732-943-3336. 732-943-3336.
Excellent. Excellent. And so besides this, the class, and you're having the – it's a raffle?
It's a tricky tray.
Okay. So somebody wants to come and take the class. Is there a minimum donation, anything like that?
There's no minimum donation. Okay. Come on out. But I'm sure, you know, whatever you can give, 10 cents to 10,000 is all appreciated.
That'd be great. That'd be great too. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. We still have a few minutes here. I want to go back and talk about New Jersey Sharing Network really quick.
Yep.
They're probably listening. Is there anybody at the charity that you want to just mention and give a shout out to?
Nobody specifically at the charity.
Okay.
There will be somebody there on Saturday, a representative from New Jersey Sharing Network. Our brother-in-law, Rishi, is also going to be there, and he's really been the catalyst for all of this. He's been the one that, you know, him and Nehal have kind of tag-teamed all of their efforts over the last years to help establish Team Karma. Team Karma is is Nehal's team name, and it's because they believe in good karma. If you put good out to the world, good will come back to you. And it was always a passion of hers and a belief of theirs. So he's really been the catalyst for putting this all together, and we're just hoping to be a little bit more of a voice for him, you know, with a different platform. So but there will be a representative there. This is also a foundation that doesn't stop. I mean, they are on 24/7, 365 days a year. They do not take a break at all. Their laboratories,
amazing.
Their, you know, the affiliates that they have, you know, out there in the field with the hospitals. They have people designated to work directly with the hospitals and the families. I mean, they are just round the clock support, nurses, surgical staff, their laboratory that helps test everything. I mean, this is just an amazing charity. It's not just about educating and getting it out there, although they are responsible for helping to make it, you know, legislator put in place to make sure that schools are being taught about organ donation. So they've been the catalyst for so much of what we know about organ and tissue donation, but it's not just that. They don't need money just to continue to educate. They need money to continue to help preserve the organs and the tissues and get them to and from the hospitals that need to get them and, you know, keep their laboratory open and have their family services department working with these families who undergo so much physically, emotionally, mentally. I mean, it's very, very hard. It's a very, very hard, difficult process to go through on both ends. You know, they are the ones that will step into the hospital and talk to families of the deceased and ask them, you know, to have that really tough conversation and say, will you allow us to you know, keep their legacy going through their organs and tissue. So there's just awesome. So many remarkable things that they do. And again, one person saves eight lives,
eight lives.
But that one person needs to know that they have, that they're going to do that. You know, that one person's family needs to know that this is the potential of them, and how honoring is that to be able to say, you know,
that's awesome. And you know, Sorry,
my brother actually is thanking everyone on our live chat. And, you know, I just got to say to him, thank you, because of you and carrying out Nail's vision is why this is continuing to happen. So thank you, Rishi.
I'm trying to keep it here.
I know.
It's an amazing thing. First thing that we want to tell people is it starts at the beginning with you. Check off the back of your license that you're going to be an organ donor if you haven't. You know, talking about these things, it's like talking about life insurance and, you know, what's going to happen after. But this is real life stuff. This is not feel good fluff unicorns and cotton candy things. Mm-hmm. You know, the people at New Jersey Sharing Network, they have difficult jobs. They have special hearts to be able to do this. So check that box off on there. And then, of course, you're going to want to listen. You can't take it with you, so give it to them.
Exactly. Okay. Let these people enjoy more years of life, you know, with their family. Their loved ones need it. They need it. And it's just the – it truly – it sounds cliche, but it's the best give you can get – the best gift you can give.
We got about 2 minutes until the end here. One more time. Address, time.
2 John F. Kennedy Boulevard in Somerset, New Jersey. It will be from 8 a.m. to 12 – the baskets will be out the entire time, so if you have to come on out to, you know, get your tickets and drop them in, that's great. You don't have to be there at the end in order to win. Mm. Just put your name and phone number on the back, and you know, we will, you know, hold the gift for you.
Okay.
But you know, if you guys click on the link, whatever you can give, please do. Every single penny is appreciated.
Absolutely.
Nehal's mom, Chetna, is on our live now watching and commenting, thanking us for keeping the memory of her daughter going. And we love you, and she's our mom, and we're doing our best to take care of her and keep Nehal going on. So,
guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing and opening up.
This has been incredible.
Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on here, because next week after this Saturday, I'd like you to text me and say how much you've raised, and it better be at least $20,000.
Yes.
Notice how I keep going up.
I know. I love it.
This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. My name is Mark LaRose. I am your host. Max Challenge of Clinton is going to be at the Clinton Community Day on April 28th over on Bundt Park, right off of 31 there. So you come down. You're going to see Ron and Lauren, the owners and driving forces. Megan, our lead instructor, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Just join us if you need any information about the Max Challenge of Clinton. 908-627-7020. I can't even talk. 908-627-7020.
You're in amazing hands. Trust us. There are an amazing
guys.
Group of people there.
Thank you.
They'll get you where you want to go.
Thank you for joining us next week, Wednesday, 1 p.m. Again, we're going to post the link for donating after this. Guys, it's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Clap it up there. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
There's a lot of condolences pouring in, and Laura and I and our entire family are very grateful for people's prayers and sympathies. It's a, you know, it's the end of a beautiful life.
George W. Bush earlier today talking about his mother, Barbara Bush, who passed away at the age of 92 yesterday. The service is scheduled for Saturday at St. Martin's Church in Houston, Texas. Now, the burial ceremony will be private, but members of the public will have an opportunity to pay their respects on Friday at a church in Houston as well. As the prosecutors wind down their case, jurors at Bill Cosby's sexual assault retrial today heard the comedian's explosive testimony about giving quaaludes to women before sex, an old admission that's taken on new significance after about a half a dozen women testified that he drugged and then sexually assaulted them. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Presidents, first ladies, and many others who knew Barbara Bush are praising her for her devotion to the nation, her family, and literacy. Today, George W. Bush sat down with Fox Business to discuss the last moments